the benefits, they should be more or less equal, depending on da da da, all up and down the system. Hello again. And I think that that kind of ethic is what I'm talking about here. Because it is an ethic that says, let's generate wealth, let's create new wealth. And yes, an unequal distribution, more or less, of the wealth makes sense. If somebody is the boss, okay, the boss makes two or three times, not 200 times,
that's right,
but two or three times, the higher the rank, whatever, that makes sense. But on the other hand, accumulating and hoarding wealth is not the goal. There is some other goal. And I think what's so striking about this particular ethic here is that, and I connect it to the Presbyterians. And again, not to knock any other religious denomination, but I think it's a very peculiar thing. On the one hand, the sobriety, the seriousness, the focus, the punctuality, the beyond. I'm from Irish Catholics. My Irish Catholics are not known for their punctuality and sobriety. But to do all of that, to generate wealth, to create new businesses, to be an entrepreneur, but then to be a good citizen, because really the goal is to be a good citizen, not to be King Midas. Midas is not the hero. And I think that's an interesting thing, because the question is there, you know, in the debate between, okay, here's the hoarder capitalist mentality, and here's the anarchist who wants to, you know, not exactly to do that, what kind of other ethics are there floating around? I'm not saying that I would necessarily sign up for it, because I'm too much of an Irish Catholic who likes doing the jig at an Irish wake and who cares about whether you show up for work tomorrow. But I do think there's a very distinct Presbyterian ethic that I would, and that's what I've said to Diane, is it's too bad we can't capture that somehow or other, as we're not everything, we're not Notre Dame, we're not this ethic or that, but we do honor, and this is back to one of the original questions, we do honor the combination of very practical, entrepreneur, build your own business kind of ethic. We think that's great, combined with the good citizenship and the build up the culture kind of stuff.
Isn't that our motto then?
Oh, it's funny. Billy used to get that mixed up. And he used to say, and our motto is, not to serve, but to be served. And we would go, oh no. But, you know, for some people, that's the motto, right? Not to serve, but to be served. Yes. And that comes from, this is the historian in me, there are all these little shards of archaeological residue in an institution. And you don't even know where they came from. But yes, that particular quote, which we picked up from Choan or some other school, that is this Presbyterian ethic. You could say any religious institution has this kind of ethic to build. If you're Jewish, it's tikkun, to build a, you know, to repair the broken world. But I do think there's a distinctive ethic here, and I think that's part of our story. It's not that we've always reflected it well, but I was saying this to somebody or other. Billy used to say when he first got here, this is before my time, but Bill Lee or somebody said, Billy? Billy said, yeah. Yes, sir. Bill Lee said, you've got two jobs here as the president of Queens. Billy said, uh-oh. Job number one is to raise a pile of money, then raise some more money, then raise some more money, keep the faculty more or less pointed in the right direction, but you're expected to be a good citizen in Charlotte. You're expected to participate in philanthropic activities. You're expected to help the city of Charlotte deal with its issues, and boy, it's got issues. For a long time, Billy was the chair of the Human Relations Committee in Charlotte. And that's what you're expected to do. And that's the same kind of Presbyterian ethic. I'll bet you, I don't know this, but I'll bet you that the president of Duke is not all that worried about what goes on in the city of Durham. I went to Cornell. The president of Cornell is more interested in what goes on in Midtown Manhattan than what goes on in Ithaca, New York. But for Queens, the president of Queens is expected to be a good citizen in a city of Charlotte. Whoever the new president is going to have the same thing. Pamela is an example of this. I don't know how many boards she's on. And where does that come from? Partly, it's sheer pragmatism. Queens would wither and die tomorrow if the greater Charlotte community were not benevolent. But it's also the same ethic that says, you know what? It is not enough for you to live in a big house and have a lot of money. You've got to participate as a good citizen in the community you live in. And that's why, in part, Bill Vandeveer, corporate, he's retired now, but a serious corporate guy, was willing to give financial advice to Freddie Sherrill, who was broke and living on the street. That's a phenomenon that needs explaining, and the explanation is, I think, this kind of Presbyterian ethic. That's for another day. And I'm sorry to keep going on and on. I will leave you alone here.
That was fantastic.
Thank you for letting me spout off here for over an hour.